This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know the drill, right? Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy the book, the coffee cup. There's all kinds of stuff going on up there. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate. You don't have to. Really, the left figured if they stayed on that mantra long enough, you'd hate us all. But guess what? They lost. Didn't work out. All right. After the first break, Gabriella Boucher is joining us. She's the president and founder of the Millennial Solution, best-selling author. She's a TED speaker. And, you know, this TED Talk she did basically tells millennials they need to get up and do something. They need to live up, not to the expectation we have, but to the opposite expectation we have of millennials. We'll talk to her more about that. But the one that went through me tonight like a red-hot knife is an abortion doctor who says he kills babies because it's his Christian calling. Because I think it was the 11th commandment, wasn't it? Thou shalt kill babies in the womb. Apparently I haven't read that one, or that version of the Bible. A Mississippi OBGYN recently stated that he sees it as his Christian calling to provide abortion. It's Dr. Willie Parker, who practices at the state's only abortion facility, located in Jackson, wrote an op-ed for Glamour magazine. Wow. You remember the days when those magazines were all about, you know, how women looked in clothing and shoes and styles and stuff. Now it's about abortions too, right? The legislation signed by Governor Phil Bryant last month bans abortions after 15 weeks, 4 months into the pregnancy. The law notes that the unborn baby's vital organs begin to function at 10, and by 12 weeks he or she has taken on human form. Now Parker wrote in his op-ed, "As an OBGYN and a Christian, I see it as my calling to help women in making the decisions that are right for their health. Choose life, because God chose life." And that's Joe, not the doctor. Thou shalt not kill, right? Isn't that your Christian calling? Anyway, he says he's called to help women make decisions that are right for the health of their lives and their families. I believe it's my duty to meet their needs without judgment. Not only do restrictive laws make it harder for me to do my job, but this radical abortion ban is an assault on women across the South. Right. So let's see. Their heart beats at 10 weeks. See, my biggest irritant with the loons on the left, it's not that they try to justify these things, you know, a dozen ways to Sunday. What they do, though, is for years they've been bashing on guys like me because I don't believe in science, because I believe in God, so I can't believe in science. But when I bring up science about abortion, when I bring up science about transgenderism, they go loony on you. They go sideways. All of a sudden, science doesn't matter. The only thing that matters at that point is how the woman feels. The only thing that matters at that point is how the person who claims to be a transgender feels. It's all about their feelings at that point. So my feelings don't count. Who I want to worship doesn't count. The fact that I believe in a God doesn't count. And the only feelings I'm allowed to have that count are the ones that line up with theirs. He goes on to say, before the 15-week ban passed, Mississippi patients already faced multiple barriers to abortions, including a mandatory 24-hour waiting period, a mandatory ultrasound law, 20-week ban, a ban on the use of telemedicine. Well, why shouldn't that be? These are all the things. Look, when abortion force came into being, it came around because women supposedly, I'm not saying they were or they weren't, but the argument was they went to these abortion clinics that were in seedy areas that were done by coat hanger. They were dangerous. They were bad, unhealthy. And now, and it was just a blob of cells. They weren't killing anything off. It was just a blob of cells. Right? 24-hour waiting period. My God. Somebody's having an emotional moment. All of a sudden decides they want to have an abortion, finds a 24-hour abortion clinic, decides to have one, and then 2 days later goes, oh my God, or even a day later, say, what did I do? I should have thought that out. Why didn't anybody stop me? So what's wrong with a little sanity to the situation, really? Right? The 20-week ban? I don't know, maybe they had a mandatory ultrasound law, so you actually got to see what was being ripped out of your uterus. You actually got to see what was being dismantled. Right? The law requires that a minor to get parental consent before obtaining an abortion. Why is that bad? I haven't found one of these that should be objectionable to anybody. In an interview with AlterNet, Parker explained how he tries to ease women's guilt about obtaining an abortion. A substantial portion of his practice is made up of African Americans. Yes, of course they are. Because that's exactly who Margaret Sanger was going after. That's exactly who she was targeting when she started Planned Parenthood. It wasn't for the good of the country, the good of the people, the good of the women. She specifically wanted to go after the African American community. He says, many women of color are deeply religious, and I'm quite comfortable talking about the moral and spiritual center, he explains. So I add the dimension to the care I provide. I call it dignity restoration. Yes, for the woman, not for the baby he's tearing apart. God, can't stand it. We have to talk about this more some other time. This is a very long article on a guy that really is sick. He is very, very sick. I'm Joe McKean, your host. Gabrielle Beauché joins me on the other side of the break. We're going to be talking all things millennial. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com sunnybayheatingpads.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We have a lot going on. There's so much going on, and I know some of you guys talked about how wound up I was yesterday. Well, I had a week off. You know, I had time to recuperate. So you guys are just, I don't know what to tell you. But I want to welcome new station to the lineup, to the family. You got KBAR out of Idaho. You guys are great. I really appreciate you coming on. And I keep telling you, if you would just call the station managers and let them know that you want them to carry the show, they'll do it. They'll do it, because if they don't do it, then they get a call from me, right? So call them. You want to let them know why they should carry the show and what have you. We've added quite a few stations in the last couple of months, all because of you listeners. So I really do appreciate the work that you're doing out there. for me. You saved me a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of aggravation. Anyway, you know, you heard my rant in the first segment, and it's one of those things that it comes up on me once in a while. It drives me out of my mind that my Christian brothers and sisters don't see a need to get involved in what's going on, not just in politics, but just in their local communities, in what's going on around them. It's almost like you're sitting back and saying, God will take care of it all. I don't have to do anything. I'll just let him handle it. But then you read these stories about, you know, colleges and schools. The one college that now has a class in queering God. I'm sure he's very happy about that. But when do we step up? When do we step in? When do we start taking our role, our appointed role, our expected role that God wants us to do? So I reached out to who I would consider a friend of mine, also a pastor of a very large church in Northern California, in Northern Los Angeles County, because he can always pull me off the ceiling. And Pastor David Haig joins me to help get my feet back on the ground. Pastor Haig, thanks so much for being with me today. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Joe. I appreciate your viewpoint most of the time.
Yeah, I know. You know, I do get, look at, I get a little crazy because I just don't understand, and you can help me with this because you deal with all kinds of people, but I don't understand why people, it almost seems like they don't care. They don't care what others say about their God, about their Father. You know, when I said to you in the email I sent you, when 27% of our kids under 21 are gender confused, and 80% of these people say they go to a church, what's going on in our churches?
Well, I think that's a big problem. I mean, it used to be that church was about God's Word and about Jesus Christ and about right and wrong, and I think what happened was is that stopped playing too well, and there were a lot of other options, and people started doing other things, and so churches became market-driven rather than truth-driven. You know, if you're going to reach, you know, a broad number of people, what you have to do is, in many ways, you have to put out a product that they're going to appreciate. And a lot of churches have started to preach to felt needs, you know, and they portray Jesus as not the Lord and the Savior. You see, if you need a Savior, then you have to admit that you're in a bad situation that needs saving, that you are, if you're left to yourself, you're going to drown, or you're going over the cliff, or you're headed into eternal judgment, as the Bible would talk about, and you need saving. But if you take the Savior thing out of it and you just say, well, Jesus is just here to help you make better decisions, to help you be more loving, you know, to help you be wealthy and healthy and even be better dads and moms. Now, some of that is true. We want, if we're going to follow Christ, we want to be the kind of man that exemplifies Christ in the way we treat our wives and our kids and our neighbors. But there's more to it than just making good decisions. It's about representing the fact that I'm a broken person, that I have broken God's law for years and years and years. And we used to talk about that. And we used to tell people, you know, you can't run away from your sin. And you really can't run away from God's judgment, but you can run to Jesus, and he'll take care of it all. So I do think that a lot of churches have kind of watered down their message in order to expand the number of people who come, and it's turned church into something that Christ never meant it to be.
You know, you just hit on something, and it set off the bells and whistles in my head, which is, you know, we'd have to admit that we were a sinner, there was something wrong with us, or something wrong in our life, And my generation, I'll say, or maybe the generation right after mine, you know, started bringing up their kids that they didn't do anything wrong, that they were wonderful, and the world evolved around
right.
it. I think that's why we have all these little squishies in my words, not yours, obviously. We have all these little squishies out there. And that's part of the we don't want anybody to feel bad movement, right?
Right. Well, you know, that started, I could have my dates wrong, but I think it was the late 60s, maybe early 70s, Time magazine ran a cover article featuring Carl Menninger, who was at the time a kind of a sociologist, psychologist, and he wrote this cover story, and the title was Whatever Happened to Sin? You know, suddenly, over time, since that time, we've become a society that basically says, look, nothing's wrong if I'm doing it and I think it's okay and it doesn't hurt anybody, or at least I think it doesn't hurt anybody, then it's okay for me to, you know, what's the newest thing? It's okay for me to say, I'm gonna no longer be a man. I'm gonna be a woman. It's okay for me to say sex without boundaries is fine. It's okay for me to have multiple lovers. It's okay for me, you know, to do a number of things that have always been seen as morally bankrupt. And then what happens is, what we just see happening now with the sexual harassment environment with all these guys in Hollywood and in business, now it's, in some ways, it swings the other way that says, well, if I'm a person and I get to decide what's right or wrong, if you looked at me funny, then I'm going to take that as sexual harassment. Now, please, you listeners out there, do not think that I am in any way in favor of what the Harvey Weinsteins and the Kevin Spaceys of the world have done. They've admitted it. What I am saying, though, is that once there's no boundary, there's no standard as to what sin is and what it isn't, once the human individual gets to decide what's right and wrong for them and for other people, we're really, we've already wandered into a deep quagmire of, you know, what's the word? What's the opposite of clarity? Confusion. There's confusion all over. And the fact is, we've given up moral standards. We've given up God and the Bible. And it certainly has not made America a better place to live.
No, and, you know, one of the things I talk about on the show on a regular basis, we're going to run out of time in the segment in a minute here, was, you know, back in the 50s and even in the 60s, you know, how many people, how many mass shootings did we have? How many, you know, how much of this nasty, ugly stuff was going on? And I personally, Joe's personal belief, is that whether you had a deep relationship with God or you just understood that there was God, there was somebody who set this all in motion, who really cared about humans, that we don't have that anymore. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host for Civil Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do we still need God or have we got it all figured out? We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We've got a live chat room going on there for those of you who do not like Facebook. On Facebook, we do have a, they call it a feed, you know, live Facebook feed going on where you can chat with smarter people than I am. Seriously, you can have a good time with them. They're usually right on task. They usually take me to task in most cases. But I do really appreciate your time. I know your time is precious. You could be listening to 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you could do up there. But I want to get back to my guest. You heard me in the very first segment of the show talk about how I do hang out with, talk with a large group of Christians from all walks of life, different churches, different denominations, if you would. And everybody, it seems, has their own way of dealing with what's going on around them. When I'm one of those guys who feels that God doesn't have 27,000 ways to deal with things. He very much has a set of rules that we need to follow, a way to stay healthy, a way to stay right, and stay right with Him. So you can't have 27,000 different ways of doing things. And I think we have left our young... they're doing surveys, so they're having to ask questions and fill things in as they go. Up on the wall, I first thought that the monitor was a call chart, but when I came around the corner and looked at it, there were two television sets. One was a movie that was playing with subtitles, because you couldn't, you know, the volume was really low on it. The other one was a video game that somebody was playing while they were at the table making those phone calls. And I'm going, okay, man, if they can multitask like this, every one of these guys should be, you know, part of the Millionaires Club. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're a whole different breed.
It's a myth of multitasking, my friend, and I see it all the time. And I think 22-year-olds, 52-year-olds, I think everyone falls prey to it to a different extent, this idea that we think we can do multiple things at the same time, but... I mean, if you've ever driven home, you know, after a long day at work and don't remember your drive, you know just how, you know, how incredible the power of autopilot really is. You know, how did you stop at that stoplight? You know, did you cut that person off? You know, we still don't know. But I think my generation is more likely to go towards those multitasking components because as a generation, many of us you know, did homework while watching TV or listening to music. Mm-hmm. And so it's become muscle memory for them to have multiple forms of input at the same time. And as a business owner myself, as someone who works with business owners and leaders and analyzes my generation and helps companies attract and retain them, I can tell you that that it's a myth and a lie that each of us, millennial or not, can actually effectively multitask. We task switch. We don't multitask.
Yeah. Again, and sitting there watching them do that, I was thinking to myself, my God. And there's so many other things that they don't seem to be able to deal with. You know, we've got a lot of friends because of my age. I got a lot of friends in the HR world. They've been at it for a long time. And they say one of the issues they have is that when you get further back to the baby boomer types and you had to correct them, you could sit with them in a room and you could have a conversation as to where you felt they were lacking in their work. They were lacking what they needed to do. Now, nobody likes that. Nobody likes to be told that they're not being successful or they're not doing their job, if you would. But they said that it is a total different animal in the way they have to handle millennials. You can't come in and say you're not doing your job. Your production isn't where it needs to be. You have to start everything off in a pot, what I call in a foo-foo light. You have to claim it, you know, we know you have a lot to do, and we know you have things going on at home, and you've got the, you know, we really need you to try to, it's like, at that point, I would have swallowed my tongue. It would be over for me as a boss. Are you fighting the same thing in your world?
Yeah, well, we actually teach companies how to give effective feedback to millennials because by just telling them how great they are, you're not actually helping them improve. But frankly, they're not even listening to that part. Most people are taught to give feedback, like we call it the Oreo cookie. You're really great. Please improve on this. You're really great. We actually teach the stoplight method where it's stop doing this, keep doing this, improve on this. And more millennials we actually interview and collect data on are asking for constructive criticism. But you're right, though, Joe. How you're giving that feedback is certainly different. Another generation, the only feedback that they got was, you're not fired, right? And,
right.
And now we've got 360 reviews, and now we have, you know, daily reviews. This is a generation, my generation, who lives in a feedback-centered environment where we know, you know, how many likes or shares something's going to get within 24 hours. And I think that it's only understandable that my generation wants to know how they're doing their job. So it is a mindset shift. Millennials don't want feedback because, you know, they're little baby narcissists, as much as many of us think that they are. Millennials are requesting feedback because they're wanting to have more significance. And that's not a millennial thing. That's a human thing.
Well, you know, I find in talking with them or listening to them talk too, is you just hit it. They're looking at how many likes they're going to get. Look at me. Look at what I have going on. You know, I've got to get this out there. I want people to see what I'm doing. I don't. Is it because of technology? Is it because of the way they were raised? I mean, seriously, I'm always amazed at watching how they're trying to pull that attention towards them.
Well, this generation has certainly been raised where, you know, we are so used to sharing our life with the world, you know, whether that's what we had for breakfast or, you know, you know, where we're going to, you know, on vacation with our friends. And that's because millennials see community differently, where our community is global and in scope. And I think that that's can be a challenge for millennials to overcome and have a personal connection with a person sitting across the coffee shop with them. But I think it's also really powerful that I think millennials do understand what it means to be a brand ambassador kind of intrinsically, that they have a platform, this social media platform, and they can use it to make an incredible impact in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that we see more and more millennials utilizing it for that, whether it's, you know, fundraising for a cause they care about or sharing a message about a movement that they care about. I think that this generation kind of naturally gets virality in a way that other generations kind of are still scratching their heads and trying to figure out.
Yeah, years ago, being in the computer world, a client of mine had set up a room with almost 100 computers in there, and he had a bunch of young people in there, and they had smartphones. They had chat rooms open up on their screen. They had Facebook, and this goes way back because they had that, what was it, the Space, what was the AOL one? MySpace, right? and they were selling product. They were actually an advertising house, and they were selling product because these kids were going into these chat rooms and places like that and talking about using this product. And the place was, he had a couple hundred people working for him, and they were all young people, and it was working. And you could, and he says, look, the young people don't look at the newspaper. They don't listen to radio ads. This is how they're going to communicate in the future.
It absolutely is. And old school marketing used to be, you know, 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste, and that's why you trusted it.
True.
But now it has nothing to do with the guys and the white coats. It has everything to do with how many likes or shares it is. So it's moved away from expertise and more towards a democratic movement of marketing. And so I think it's extremely powerful for a brand or a movement to get the word out there is, you know, can you get enough people excited about it? But more than anything else, millennials, and this is important, millennials trust each other over they trust experts. And so that means if you're a brand trying to get out there, if you're a politician, if you're, you know, an employer saying, you know, that, you know, we're the best, we're expert approved, isn't going to win the trust and respect of a generation as quickly or as effectively as if you get millennials who will respect their peers or people like them, not necessarily their age group, but people like them over someone who claims to be an expert.
You know, I think it's interesting. I don't know if you were watching the Facebook. Zuckerberg, for all intents and purposes, is a millennial, correct?
Of course. Yep. Yeah. He's kind of the chief millennial.
Yeah. So you look at this, and the thing that I have heartburn with at times is they're looking up to a 33-year-old young man, and don't get me wrong, there are a lot of smart 33-year-olds, but he's had, for all intents and purposes, he's had one job, he's had one success, he's still young, you know, experientially, and there was a lot of support around him. Not that he didn't do it on his own, don't get me wrong, I mean, he did what he did, but yeah, I look at that success, and I say, why do we look at somebody like that and think that he's just so wonderful, so smart, deserves so much respect? And don't answer because we're going to commercial. I'll let you do it on the other side of the break. Show the senior host. Listen to the real side. Don't go far. We're talking millennials. It's always a lot of fun on this show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. Once a week to let you know some of the topics we're going to be dealing with, some of the people we'll be talking to. And, yes, we do try to sell stuff. But unlike Obamacare, we don't force you to buy anything. So you can just do what you want to do. You can ignore it all you want to. And I'm always looking for suggestions for guests. If you send me an email in the subject line, I want you to put a capital TRS so I know you're not trying to sell me anything, and then tell me the topic and maybe even the guest we might want to have on. So, you know, one of my favorite topics, which is millennials, I've got Gabrielle Beauchesne joins me. She's the president and founder of the Millennial Solution. Also, she's a best-selling author and has a TED Talk. You got to go check it out. I did. I watched it. And it's got some good insight as to how millennials operate and what they're thinking and what they have to deal with. Again, Gabrielle, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, I'm having a ton of fun, Jeff.
Good. You know, I should charge people to leave the mic on during the break because I think some of the better conversations have during the commercials than other times. You know, we were talking about cars, and you know, I come from the muscle car era. I only care how fast can I get that car from 0 to 60. I'm not really interested in how much fuel it's burning. And I told you in the last 5 or 6 years, I've watched the car commercials go to not so much how much gas miles it's getting, but look at the technology it has. You know, in my day, it was about the lines on the car, how sleek it was, how it looked. Now you don't even hear about that. It's technology. Is it green? How far can you go on a charge? It's a whole different way of approaching, isn't it?
It really is completely different, and it really is all about what that car says about you. And I think it's back to that conversation we had on the other side of the break, is that millennials are brilliant brand ambassadors, and now, you know, every time you buy a car, they stage it for you, you know, whether there's the big bow on it, or, you know, they have this whole staging because they know people are going to want to buy a car and take a picture of it and put it on social media. So it's a completely different interaction you now have with a buyer, if you're looking to sell to, frankly, a generation that does something and instantly wants to share it with their audience.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, and again, I know I'm hitting a whole bunch of points with you, but you know, you look at what millennials are doing today, you know, some of the things that they're waiting longer to get married, if they get married at all, they're waiting longer to buy homes. Is it because these things aren't important to them? Is it because these things are too scary to enter into? I'm really, really curious, because when you see what's going on in the social world, and we hear constantly about safe spaces at work, safe spaces at colleges, are they a generation that just is having a hard time with commitment?
Well, we're actually seeing that millennials are, in fact, taking about 7 years longer to do things like get married, have a kid, you know, et cetera, those things that used to traditionally be, you know, the things that adults do. And the implications of that are actually quite large, everything from, you know, urban planning to, you know, companies who are looking to sell to that particular group. So it certainly is interesting, but why they're not actually getting married or having kids is even more interesting. The number one reason millennials say they're not getting married is student loan debt. So we've got about $38,000 on average that millennials have in student loan debt. So they're not looking to jump into marriage right away because they're already having to pay off essentially their own version of a mortgage and student loans before making that big next step in their life.
Wow, yeah. And I'll tell you what, you look at what some of these kids get dragged into, and I do mean kids getting dragged into these, you know, schools that are just charging so much money for education. I don't believe education should be totally free, but I don't think it should cost what I've seen it cost some people out there, you know, and we've allowed these colleges to get away with it and saddle these young people with debt. But again, I even joke about some other things. When you look at some of the classes given at these colleges, how many archaeologists do we need? Right? I mean, somebody needs to really give some, have a reality check with some of these young people as to what the chances of them really being able to go into the field they want to go into and be successful at it, don't you think?
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. I was at the White House just a few weeks ago for a forum on millennials with Ivanka, the president, Secretary Costa, and others discussing this very thing about workforce readiness. That we're a generation that really wasn't, if you're going to college, is what college are you going to go to? And so because of that, we really overinflated an entire generation of employees with an education that, frankly, for many of them, it is just not applicable to the needs of the market. And so because of that, we have a huge an empty kind of nester feeling when it comes to things like trades and manufacturing, the skilled workforce, frankly, what I call the legacy industries that have built up this country. And so we've actually spent quite a bit of time over this last year. We've studied millennials in manufacturing and the trades to discover how do we recruit a new generation to get into these industries that not only are incredibly lucrative, but are incredibly fulfilling as well.
Well, I got elected to a school board, and I got elected on Career Tech Ed. It was my push. It was what I was talked about on a regular basis. And trying to get parents to understand that today's automotive mechanic is not the grease monkey of the 1950s. It's a whole different animal. The machinist.
It's a tech job.
It's exactly. Forgive me, you don't have to be as mechanically inclined as the guy in 1950s. You plug that little thing in the computer and it says, hey, go replace this. But you're right, it's not as dirty. They get paid well. Today's auto mechanics are making 60, 70, 80 grand a year when they first get started. There's nothing wrong with that in today's world. So it's also a mindset that we have to change, you know, between parents and even young people, because I don't see, as you brought up, you don't see a lot of young people even wanting or asking to go into those fields, do you?
You really don't, and I think that it's a tragedy on the parts of my generation who's actually missing out on some really incredible, really fulfilling work. But also too, I think that our parents and indeed the career counselors that we went to,
yeah,
you know, who frankly been a joke in many instances, never even giving us the option to pursue these types of careers. So that's something that my firm, the Millennial Solutions, spends quite a bit of our time working on, is actually working with leaders in trades and manufacturing to help them recruit a generation who's seeking fulfilling work, and for an industry who's frankly going to be experiencing the largest generational power handoff they've certainly ever experienced.
Oh, look at, I tell people all the time, try to find a carpenter to fix something, a finished carpenter. Try to find,
yep,
an electrician, a plumber.
Or a plumber.
Yes, exactly. And listen, I've got friends that are plumbers. They make pretty darn good money, and some of them make as much money as some of our attorneys that I know. So to think that these are the jobs of old, where people look down on some of these trades, which they should never have done, but these trades have been poo-pooed to these younger people. You know, the other part of this I want to hit you with is because they send smoke, and they do, they spend a lot of time, millennials spend a lot of time online, in social media, on, doesn't it take the personal touch away? Doesn't it take true sensitivity away? Is this what's making them a little more sensitive to what's going on around them?
Well, I think it certainly made a big impact. I mean, listen, I met my husband on Facebook. We didn't get married on Facebook, but there are plenty in my generation where, you know, they meet each other, they hook up, they break up online. There's kind of a distancing of what, you know, can be uncomfortable or awkward. You're not going up to someone at a bar anymore. You're finding them on Tinder. So I think that we've really removed a lot of the social interaction that, frankly, our society has been based on, kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think that the implications of that haven't quite filled out. Sure, we're seeing a younger generation that doesn't make eye contact, that, you know, gives, you know, very weak handshakes, who doesn't have conversations with adults. But I think the bigger implication is, you know, everything from, you know, how are you handling conflict inside of marriage? How are you handling challenges when you have a client coming after you? How are you handling these kind of issues as society? I think we're starting to kind of see the impact of that, certainly with the Me Too movement and quite a bit of the other movements that millennials have kind of been the spearhead of, in kind of the safe space economy that you've been talking about. But I certainly think that this generation has some really serious hurdles to overcome. I think we have the DNA to do it, but I think that it really is going to have to start with us, with, of course, first taking responsibility, but also,
yep,
to keeping each other accountable to actually make this world the kind of place that we think we can make it.
Well, Gabrielle, I wish more people, more millennials, if you would, had your attitude towards, okay, people, it's time that we get up, we step up, and we do the things that we're called to do. You know, I saw that in your TED Talks, and I've asked people to go check it out. We're pretty much out of time. Tell people where they get more information, you buy your book, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you can learn more about us, our firm, and what we do with our clients at millennialsolution.com, and learn more about me and my books and the conferences that I speak at GabrielleBauchet.com.
Well, Gabrielle, it's been a pleasure having you with me. You should open up in L.A. I'm telling you, you're probably good 20 satellite offices out here. That's it for us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Give me your email address so I can send you information on the show and topics when we have people we're going to have on. I do appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?